the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Couple of plugs here. Ole Miss ED will be with us tomorrow during the 7 o'clock hour to talk all things Ole Miss, the angelic tones of Ole Miss ED. Kevin Hagan will not be with us tomorrow. Got a message from his wife. He is not feeling well. He's been in bed all week, she says, and mentioned that he could use our prayers. That's all I know. I've had no other communication. I sent her back a quick little note just to let her know how sorry we were, and that I would, along with this audience, make sure we have Kevin in our prayers. Anyways. Oh, commitments. Will be the actual show a week from this very moment where we're sitting, except I will not be in the Wilco kiosk location. I'll be at Barlines. And right now, you will be able to eat breakfast a week from now at Barlines. They're going to wheel in a breakfast buffet for everybody. And it's always good. It's always this stuff. The biscuits, the bacon, the eggs, the sausage. Just your good stuff. The good old American breakfast that we all like. And that'll be between 7 and 10. The show will go 6 till 11. This is Central Time. And we're going to have a good time with it. Yeah, we're going to have an absolute blast with it. 614 Rob, Bill, and it's a glass of orange juice. Said, I'll help out any way I can. Said no vodka in it this morning, though. And it looks like, I tell you what, OJ is so good. And I don't get it every week just because I forget. But I hate going to the fridge and there's not a nice chili container of OJ in there. I love it. Absolutely love it. Dom up in Pittsburgh. Bill, if Bruce is interested in the Louisville job, I'm sure Ricky P can show him some of the best restaurants in town. I'm trying to, I think everybody knows what you're referring to there. By the way, when I went up there, and this would have been, boy, early Rick Pitino at Kentucky, maybe 91, 92, I did go by his place, and I don't remember, I don't think it's still there. I think it went out many, many years ago, but his place there by campus was Bravo Pitino's. And I actually went by there. It was not nearly as impressive as I thought. With Rick Pitino, I would have thought just decadent, right? Incredible, upscale, Italian. And it was okay, but it wasn't just the best thing you've ever seen. I had to go by there. This is early, early 90s. That's when Rick, through that stretch in the 90s, the early, mid-90s, and actually, prior to that, when he was the head coach with the Knicks, Rick was at prime rock star status. I don't think you could be a bigger rock star than he was during, let's say, the late 80s through, I'd say, all the way through the 90s. I don't think you can be. When he left Kentucky, I think the rock star status faded on him. That's when he took the Celtics job. And it was a huge, huge money deal. And obviously it didn't work out. So he held on to that rock star status, I would say, for over a decade. Between 10 and 15 years, peak rock star status for Ricky P. And obviously, since then, the Louisville situation, just lots of blemishes on the resume after that. Lots of them. Not good at all. Larry says, Bill, Bravo Patino was across from Rupp. Yeah, I don't remember specifically. You're going to know better than me, I'm sure. But I just remember going by there. I was up there to visit Charlie Mack, who got hired and was here. And he thought he was going up there to replace Kaywood Ledford and got there and realized that's not the case. Ralph Hacker's not going to let that happen. And Ralph Hacker might be the worst play-by-play guy in the history of college, whatever. Now, he was good with Kaywood. Hacker was good with Kaywood as the sidekick guy. Now, he was very good there. But as the head guy, the play-by-play guy, Hacker was atrocious. But Hacker had all the power. So whatever he wanted, he was going to get. Never a big fan of him now. Never a fan. Humble Seeker. Bill, will Commitment Show be live stream at all? No, here's what we're going to do. You know how the pro sports, if you don't buy tickets, and there are no tickets to Commitments, but if you don't buy tickets to the game, they black it out. If it's not sold out, they black it out in your town. We do that at Commitments. No, I'm kidding. Yes, it'll be unlike every show. Just like today's show, it'll be on just like that. Yeah. Humble Seeker, Bill, will Commitments be live streamed at all? Yes. Would love to catch the whole show. Don't know if my local radio station will switch programs at hour three. Probably not. I'm thinking all the affiliates. I mean, they've got other programming that they've got to get to. But you can just go to the WNSR app. It's free. Download it, and there you go. There's the show. Yeah, there's the show. Yeah, we're going to give you 5 hours. Now that day, let me tell everybody, Commitments, first of all, is such an incredibly good name. Thought up by Crazy Charlie, and I think Kevin was involved too, and others. That was not my, you know, all the stuff on the show was originated somewhere by me, right? Not the name Commitments. I cannot claim that one. And you know what's weird is I've never been a big fan of let's come up with some kind of name or gimmick, because when you try to do it, it doesn't work out. It always has to happen accidentally or somewhat organically. It just happens, and then you say, oh, that right there might stick. Commitments actually was one of those rare times where we said we need a name for this. And you know what's weird? At first, I didn't like it, and I don't know why. I didn't like it, and today I think it's one of the most incredible brand name things that we could possibly have. That name. It is incredible. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch country. Patino could have beaten somebody to within a quarter of an inch of their lives at his peak, and people would have said the victim deserved it. Ricky P. This is going to come out wrong. I don't mean for it to sound the way it's about to sound. Ricky P's first bad blemish was the restaurant incident. And here's the part that's not going to come out right. His rock star status. I'm not endorsing this at all. I'm surprised it might not have been the first one. It might just be the first one we know about, right? The first betrayal. Let's put it that way. I'm surprised there aren't many others on his list, considering his rock star status. That might have come out wrong, fine. Critique me, criticize me. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying I'm surprised that the list isn't much more lengthy. I'm sure some of you say, well, Bill, it is. You have heard about, well, I haven't heard about much there. Kevin from Muletown. Bill, I was at the Omni yesterday. I ate at Bar Lines. Between Bar Lines and Kitchen Notes, Bill, they have some of my favorite places to eat downtown. Plus, the valet parking is G-word down there, Bill. It's great. Yeah, those places. And Bob's for dinner. Bob's Steakhouse is off the chart good. You're going to want to check that out, too, someday. I know Michelle and a few of them are already planning on that. When they Michelle's going to come down Friday night. And going to meet and greet, but she's going to go to a dinner over there at Bob's. Which is, again, if you have the time and you have the money, Bob's ain't going to be cheap. Bob's is going to be expensive. I'd say the average steak you get there is probably going to be in the $60, $70 range. I'm thinking. But it's worth it. It's absolutely well worth it. Market's right now green, but there's so much chop, man, and there are a lot of announcements. Isn't Apple today? Biggest market cap on the planet Earth is Apple. They flirt with a market cap of, what, $3 trillion? That's Apple. You want to talk about one stock that can move a market, that can lead the day. Tesla's one too. Apple's one, Microsoft. Those as individuals can take a stock market and say, we're going this way for now. Follow or die. Very strong. I'm talking about flex off on stage, and the other participants don't even get on stage with you. You're that dominant. What were the guys? Remember? How many of you guys go back? Remember the Barbarian Twins? They were bodybuilders. Do you guys remember them? And I don't know, did they ever participate? I remember there was an interview with them, and they said, no, we don't do shows. Meaning bodybuilding competitions. But when we finally do, we want to be so big that we walk up there and they just say, all you other participants, don't even go up. Yeah, don't even go to the stage. It's over. That's what we want to do. I don't think they ever got there. Whatever happened to the Barbarian Twins? They just kind of faded away on me. What was that, like 30 years ago or something? How did the Barbarian Twins even get on the show today? Is what I'd like to know. All right, coming right back. Omni, where we're going to be next week. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a little bit sluggish trying to get down through Robertson County, 65 southbound, down through White House. Traffic still moving out here. I-40 coming past the airport. They were in the process of moving a couple of earlier wrecks out here, 24 westbound near OHB. That should be over to the side. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors by logging on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text MAIN to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text MAIN to 42424 right now. Text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Looking for something to take your mind off this traffic? How about a true story of instant success? Did you hear about the two friends who went grocery shopping in Ashland City and picked up everything on their list plus $75,000? Or the one where a truck driver made a last-minute stop off Interstate 40 and drove off with a cool million? All their lives changed in an instant, and yours could too. So stop by your local retailer for your chance with instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, life-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, it'll be sunny and a high near 36. Mostly clear tonight, low around 18. Partly sunny tomorrow, high near 47. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a slight chance of snow, low 29. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
If you missed last hour, at least the 40 minutes that Chris was with us, 40 minutes or so, tons of NFL questions in there, and that's fine. I mean, when I have him on, when I have Brad on, my aversion to the pro game doesn't matter. If you have questions there, and many of you really do like the NFL, lots of you do, then I welcome them. You know, welcome them. Either way, college or pro or, heck, high school kid, I don't care which one it is. Tons of NFL questions, though. And if you missed that, you may want to go back through and review it. Lots of questions about the job openings and things of that nature. Sean Payton, of course. Chris said that Sean Payton, offensively, mind-wise, right at the top of his list ever. Of anybody he's met, anybody he's been with. You got to remember, he worked with Nick and Belichick. But those guys' PhD starts on the defensive side of the ball. Those guys, if you want to boil Nicky down, Nicky is a DB coach, first and foremost. He's also a pretty good head coach. I think all that other stuff's kind of developed okay for him. Could Rick Pitino have been the – I know they're totally different people, okay, but I'm just talking about resume-wise, the Nick Saban, without – obviously, all the missteps later on. Leaving Kentucky after, and he left Kentucky after the 1997 Arizona National Championship game, where they lost in overtime, if you remember. 96, 97, and 98, they went to the championship game and won the two end ones, the 96 and the 98. 98 was Tubby. Yeah, Tubby had taken the job. And 97, Rick was still there, but that was his last game. And at Kentucky. And obviously Boston was going to pay him. Boston was paying him. Now, you've got to remember, that was over 20 years ago. His deal, and you bean counters can correct me, that deal was about $6-7 million a year. Now we're talking 1997-ish, 24, 25, a quarter of a century ago, basically. What would that be today? That would be about $15 million a year to be the head coach. I mean, they offered him huge money, and he got it. He didn't last too long, but he got all the money. And so from that angle, I'm sure he doesn't regret. But from a on-the-court angle, I'm sure he does regret leaving Kentucky. Could he have reeled off multiple national championships? Probably. The only thing about Ricky P, the only thing about him is Ricky P was not a Chase Johnny five-star kind of guy. Now, he got some really good players, right? That 96 team was loaded, led by Jamal Mashburn, right? But Tony Delko's on that team, Walter McCarty. We can go on, Derek Anderson. We can go on and on and on, right? That team was loaded. Deep, too. Had lots of depth on it. But in general, he didn't chase down players like, let's say, Cal will do. Coach Cal. That wasn't his thing. So that would be my only hang-up. And the group after the 97 year, when that roster was going to thin out pretty good, and of course they won it again in 98 with Tubby. But I remember he was in town to push a book, and he came by. We had him in studio, Rick Pitino. And during the breaks, we were asking, not Bob, because Bob didn't really care much about recruiting, but I would ask him about players. And he would always answer, but, I mean, it wasn't – you could tell he just wasn't real into it. Like, do you think you can get this guy? And he really just – he was very, very sincere in answering. And this was, again, not on the radio because you can't ask those questions. But I was surprised. Yeah, that's the only thing. He was Steve Spurrier is the same way. Now again, I'm not comparing him and Ricky P, but at all. I'm just saying he was the same way. Had some really good teams, but Steve wasn't gonna bow down to Johnny Five Star. Urban Meyer would. Oh God, yes. Urban Meyer absolutely would. Jeff too. Bill Boston deal was $70 million 10 years. So I was right in there. And, folks, that's about 25 years ago. That I would say in Jeff's in the money business, in the commercial real estate, but, I mean, Jeff's around a lot of money. I think $7 million 25 years ago is probably about 15 today. I'm just approximating. That was a monstrosity deal that he got, for sure. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, the unicorn does exist. I've seen the 10-year and 12-year bottle of Pappy's, but never the 23. Too bad I can't keep it. These bottles have been donated for a silent auction at a charity event for my friend that has cancer. And he's holding a bottle of, well, there's the 10. There's the 23. And, boy, that's nice. I don't think, and you know what, if I was, I wouldn't remember it anyways, but I don't think I've ever been around a bottle of Pappy's. I don't think I ever have. I've seen the Buffalo Trace stuff. I've seen the, the Weller's. Oh, the one, what was the one that Doug DiBiase was talking about? Ocean's, by the way, I saw a bottle of that yesterday. Exactly what he was talking about. I saw a bottle of it. It was, and it's, those are small bottles. Those are 750 milliliter bottles. It was $90. That's what he was talking about. But it's not much. I mean, 750. That ain't going to last you too long, particularly if you're sharing it with your buddies there. Yeah, what's the one? It was Ocean's something, and it's the one where they put them in ships, and go through different hemispheres, and it adds to the taste in the barrels. And all that he was talking about. I've read the story there about it. He was talking about it yesterday, but I forget the name of it. Ocean something. Right now, as we are literally about a minute away, the futures, the Dow up 190-ish right now. Again, very choppy. If you guys want some technical, deep analysis, follow Dean. Now, I know Josh talks to Dean all the time. He goes by, Dean's a good guy, good friend of the show. And let me give you his Twitter. It's at CDMOHAF. 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 That's Dean. He is a technician, meaning stock market technician. If you're looking for a guy that gets deep, all right, can go as deep as you want to go, that's your guy. It's exactly your guy, and he's really, really good. Really, really thorough at it as well. Let me repeat something. Good friend of the show's, good friend to many of you. You've gotten to know him, Kevin Hagan, who joins us every Friday, will not be with us tomorrow. And I got a text from his wife about 20 minutes before the show this morning, around 5:30-ish. Bill, this is Rhonda, Kevin's wife, and this was on Kevin's phone, Kevin's number. And it read, he is sick, he's been in bed all week, and I can't see any way he could be with you tomorrow. Prayers would be appreciated. So, I am passing along to you, prayers. Yeah, please, please, include them. We are underway, and the Dow is already up over 300. It's like, this isn't Secretariat 1973. I'm not going to compare that, but the market is off and running today. I tell you what I've been doing, and I'm not telling you to do it. But letting the market peak out and then become a contrarian has been a pretty good ploy by me the last couple of weeks. Each day is new. And I'm not sure what I'll do today, but that's the way this market's been going. It has been really choppy. At some point, that will stop. Don't know when. I guess it stops when it stops. But that has been a pretty good tactic used by me to have a winning percentage, which is exorbitant. Yeah, a big winning percentage. Cosby Kahneman, regular season Rick, pulls out a miracle, apparently. What's up?
Another visit to the house Greg Bell built. Another regular season Rick win over the Gators. Another cattle call, Bill. Did you see me last night?
I did not. How big were they down? I didn't see you.
I was back there for the first half, back there behind Fatmer and the Sheeler brothers.
Is that right?
Yeah, Fatner was there with Benji and Heath Sheeler last night.
Now, why didn't you hold up your sign?
Did you see me?
Why didn't you hold up your sign?
I was about 10 rows deep. Sign, they have a big sign out in front. If you attempt to bring a sign with any kind of advertising on your ticket, it'll be confiscated. I kind of chickened out on the sign, Bill.
It's not worth losing your ticket, no.
Well, I mean, if it was a nosebleed, I wouldn't care, but, you know, I'm on the floor. But anyway, you didn't see me. I was about 10 rows back from Fatmer and the Sheeler brothers last night.
Well, no, because it's basketball, and I didn't remember to turn it on.
Yeah, I know. I thought you might do a little DVR, that being local and everything. Hey, Bill, two or three knickknacks for you.
Yeah.
First off, did the Landry last hour. Did you ask him about the Vikings and Kiffin?
He says there's absolutely nothing going on there.
Mm-hmm. They ain't hired a coach, though, have they?
No.
I think I know you don't follow the NFL. I think there have been one or two hirings. Bean counters can clean it up. But, you know, Landry, I know he's your guy. I call him Cliff Clavin from Cheers. Did you ever watch Cheers, Bill?
Yes.
Guy knows everything about everything.
Yes.
But here's the deal, Bill. These media types, especially the, unless you really like Lane Kiffin like me, they're never going to say he's going to get that job. You're just going to pick the paper up one day or turn on SportsCenter and say, hey, bam, Lane Kiffin hired by the Vikings.
He knows Lane's agent pretty well, too.
Say with Sexton. Yeah, but like I said, I mean, Sexton plays these guys. I'm surprised we don't hear a little more. You know, that's part of an agent's job, Bill. People don't talk about it, is floating a coach's name to get a raise or a better contract and all that.
Very true.
Yeah, I know everything. I know you probably think I'm out there in La La Land. I mean, everything you hear, Kiffin's returning now. But, I follow that Minnesota beat, and they say there are 8 interviewed candidates, but there are other candidates, and the Vikings haven't hired a coach yet. So just kind of wondering what he's
I don't think baby Kiff. Oh, by the way, I'm going to have old Miss Evie on tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe she knows something. I think at this point, I don't know, though. Like I said, some of these guys, Bill, you hear more and more, some of these coaches just don't like NIL. More and more of these guys are just looking around because of the Wild Wild West effect. Are you hearing that from the people you talk to?
Yes, that is a thing.
Yes, sir. At least in the NFL, you got a general manager to deal with all these morons, right?
Yes, in most cases, very few like Belichick have the power when it comes to the personnel.
Yeah. In the NFL, you might see a guy come in for a visit, Bill, but you don't see a guy, so-and-so signs with the Bears, and then 2 weeks later he's playing for the Packers. That doesn't happen in the NFL. Now, Bill, let's get on to two things for you. I got a little laugh line for you. Did you hear the latest news coming out of Peabody, Bill?
Uh-uh.
They found 100% over healthy levels mold in the student dorms. They sent some real Vanderbilt students to, like, a hotel for, like, 2 or 3 nights.
Yeah.
They were griping about it. Guess where they are now?
Where?
Right back in those damn moldy dorm rooms. 100 times over healthy levels. But you know, I like to call it here and poke at the Peabody football players and all that.
Yeah.
You know where those football players aren't? In those 100 times toxic dorm rooms, I can guarantee those Peabody football players are over there at the graduate hotel eating steak 4 times a day.
Now, that's just the baseball team.
You're not going to see any athletes. You know how Vanderbilt likes to talk about all students are just like everybody else? You're not going to see athletes in a dorm room with 100 times healthy mold levels.
Now, I thought all those dorm rooms were new, though. They've built so much.
No, they said there's apparently an old one over there. They show pictures of it over here on the Knoxville News. They're going to apparently tear it down here in 2 or 3 years. But those students are griping, bitching about it, and they move them right back in. What do you think about your neighbors down there in Wilco dropping that big tuition? Think about that. With little sweetie up there breathing that mold every night.
$75K a year to go in there and breathe mold.
100 times toxic over normal healthy levels. Matt Vanderbilt, greatest school on earth, smartest people on earth. Maybe Al Gore could go in there and fix it.
I thought they were smarter than everybody else.
I know, yeah. If you're that smart, why you got 100 times toxic mold? Shouldn't you have somebody in there checking that stuff?
I did not see that story.
Hey, last thing on the left door, Bill. I'll tell you what, I was a little wigged out. It's the first time I've been to a live sporting event in 2 years, indoor. That's just not me. I just kind of had a couple of friends and family commitments. Bill, it kind of wigged me out a little bit last night. I mean, I maybe I've been listening to Fauci and Rochelle a little bit too much, and, I took the shots and all that. But it kind of wigged me out being indoors with 18,000 people. There was a huge crowd. I think they said maybe 20,000 last night.
Wait a minute.
Crowd in that ball game.
You sound like you're wheezing a little bit.
Somebody, see, Bill.
I see. Come to Kevin. I do. The only disappointing thing, I do think he kind of likes Fauci. I don't. I think he's the biggest snake in the world. But I think he likes Fauci. Jeff 2 says, Bill, that Patino $70 million 7-year contract, or 10-year contract, back in 97. $70 million right now would be worth $121 million. Wow. All right, let's get the break. Dow over 300. I'm looking at you, Dow. I'm coming for you here in about an hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash possibly with injuries here on 40 westbound at Broadway and Demumbrium, right in the heart of downtown. That's why it's slowing it down at the South Loop just a bit. Again, that's a crash there at 40 westbound at Broadway and Demumbrium, getting some attention. Slow 65 through Robertson County already. Hey, warmer weather is waiting for you right now at Pensacola Beach. Log on to PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic. We'll be right back.
Valentine's Day is coming, and you don't want to rely on gas station flowers. Get ahead of the curve this year and let the Omni Nashville Hotel be your one-stop shop for that special someone. The Omni Nashville Hotel has you covered this Valentine's Day from start to finish. Mokara Day Spa Salon has gift cards to treat them to a special day of pampering. From a simple facial to a full day of relaxation, that special someone will get the VIP treatment at the Mokara Day Spa and Salon. Then, just when they think they've had the perfect gift, it's time for Bob's Steak and Chop House. When you want the best for your loved one, serve them the best in Nashville. With A5 Wagyu beef, Bob's Steak and Chop House has become Nashville's best place to dine. Call the Omni Nashville Hotel for reservations and gift cards. Don't get caught napping this Valentine's Day. The Omni Nashville Hotel is your one-stop shop for that someone special. Mokara Day Spa and Salon and Bob's Steak and Chop House. All at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a NASCAR Hall of Famer. We've got it all this week. He tells us his stories, his wisdom, his top two life-changing events, and does he get nervous on stage? So check out Dale Earnhardt Jr. this week on The Final Lap. And be sure to like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
I will admit, I forgot to tune in the game last night, only because I wanted to see if I could see the Cosby Academy. Under the basket, now he's got really good seats, obviously floor level, and about a few rows back. I've seen him before. I know a couple of years ago we did a little deal on the show. We said, see if you can find him, and people were pointing him out. That will happen sometime this winter before we get too far into March. Sometime this winter, we need either me or somebody in this audience watching a Tennessee game, finding and snapping a picture of the Cosby Cattleman in his seats at the Tommy Bowl. Thompson Bowl, in case you're wondering what that is, Bill. That's what I want to see. I want pictures of the Cosby Cattleman. I already know what he looks like. I've known the Cosby Cattleman. I've never met him. I get this question all the time. No, I've never met him in person. I have never met him in person. Now, he's been calling this show since the 90s. But he went away for about 10 years because he did not follow us to the Sirius XM show. He didn't. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was too national for him. I don't know, but he did not. I don't think he ever listened, and I know he never called. I would have loved to have him on that show calling. And when I got back to the terrestrial world after that 10-year run, he didn't call this show for a couple of years. He did not come right back. It took a couple of years Frankly, I thought he was gone. Seems like we always have a Hall of Fame caller crisis on the show. The one we're currently in is Black. Black has not called since the summer. Since the non-playing portion of the season. That's the last time, and I'm just guessing it was sometime around July-ish when we heard from Black, and that was it. Jeff 2 says, Bill, Steve Kerr is widely regarded as the best coach in the NBA. His salary today is $8 million. $1 million less than Patino's salary in 97. I'm telling you, that money, and we talk about the regret. I'm sure he regrets on the court, but money-wise, he and his wife's Joanne. He and Joanne, I mean, you can't. That's generational money. And that's 25 years ago. And they fired him. They owed him all what was left. He got all that. Noah Kev up in Chicago. Bill, Cosby is the real-life Kaiser Sosa. You've probably met him and didn't even know it. I don't know. I don't think I've met him. By the way, the Dow is 425 and climbing in the green. Nice and happy. Jerome Powell spoke yesterday and was not. I didn't think he would be as frank as he was. He was very frank, and it was not very encouraging. It wasn't totally bad, but it wasn't helpful. Let me put it that way. And the markets responded by going down, which it was going to be one or the other. It was either going to be up hard or down hard, down hard. And then overnight, it started correcting. And this morning, it is up sizably. Dow. This is one of the wildest up and down markets I can recall. And I'm sure there are others that might have a better vivid memory of this than me, because this isn't primarily what I do every day. I just enjoy it. But this up and down is literally a metaphorical roller coaster. Following this stuff. I find it very interesting. Tomorrow, let me plug away. Ole Miss Evie, let me look this up at my conversation with Ole Miss. Ole Miss Evie will be 7:20 tomorrow morning, Central Time. We had either Thursday or Friday for her. She said Friday would be better because of the travel, and she was worried about cell service out in West Texas where she was. She said Friday would probably sound a lot cleaner and better. So she'll join us at 7:20. On Friday morning, tomorrow morning. No Kevin Hagan tomorrow. Like I told you, Kevin's wife contacted me and said he is sick in bed all week, and I don't see him being with you tomorrow. He's not going to be able to do the show. So prayers for Kevin. Yeah, please. Pray for him. He will need it. He will need it. And again, I don't know specifically what it is. It sounds like it's COVID-related, but I do not know that for sure. We're going to get this break here and then one more segment on this Thursday. It's already time to promote Friday. It goes so fast on the show. Next week, Thursday, a week from right now, we'll be doing commitments. The only thing about next Thursday is we won't be nearly done with the show. Yeah. You know how we're down to one segment here on this show? That show goes to 11. That's a five-hour gig. I know you're trying to be nice when you ask me this. There is not a chance I will ever turn this show into a five-hour show. It's never going past three. There is no way. Plus, I mean, we'd have to do it online. There are other shows here. Can't just clear out time. Hey, I'm going to take these other hours. Can't do that. Dow up 500 right now. Just keep going. I'm looking to pounce. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash, possibly with injuries here on 40 westbound at Broadway and Demubrium, right in the heart of downtown. That's why it's slowing it down at the South Loop just a bit. Again, that's a crash there at 40 westbound at Broadway and Demubrium, getting some attention. Slow 65 through Robertson County already. Hey, warmer weather is waiting for you right now at Pensacola Beach. Log on to PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, it'll be sunny and a high near 36. Mostly clear tonight, low around 18. Partly sunny tomorrow, high near 47. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a slight chance of snow, low 29. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Hey, welcome you back. Commitments next Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be doing the show on the road Thursday at the Omni at Bar Lines. The night before, a get-together up in the Bill King Suite, which is really nice, at the top there of the Omni. And lots of fun, y'all. Tons of fun. Come on by. We'll have adult beverages in the Bill King Suite that evening, probably around 6 or 7 o'clock. I don't really know when. I usually don't time it. I just get there and it starts. That's kind of how we do it. But it'll be at a decent time. It won't be late. We had people stay till about 10 or 11 o'clock that night before last time. And again, I got to get up early to do the show, but that's fine. That's what sleep ain't the point at that event. Yeah. That event's not about how to get the most sleep. That event is more about how to not get enough sleep, which I can tell you all about. Fun time. So love to have you there. I've had a few of you that just can't make it. That happens. I think this year is going to be a smaller than usual turnout just because of the choppiness of everything. But I was talking to Todd about it. I think we're going to have a decent crowd. I think we're going to have a good time. Can't wait. Bad news, sad news on Kevin. Kevin is sick. Kevin Hagan. He will not be with us tomorrow. He's been sick all week. Heard from his wife. I just want to remind you, keep him in your prayers. I don't know exactly any more than that. I really don't. I didn't want to pry. I didn't, when I heard from the wife, I didn't want to start asking questions. I didn't think that would be proper protocol, but it sounds like he's pretty sick. So prayers for him, and obviously he will not be able to be with us tomorrow. And I'm assuming now, again, this is an assumption, that he will not be. And Commitmas, frankly, Commitmas is more his idea. He came up with this a couple of years ago, and I don't think you'll see him there this year. I think he's too sick right now to be making plans on some sort of trip. I don't think that's happening. But prayers for him, just like with Wayman. Prayers for Kevin, and let's get him back nice and healthy where we can get him back on the show here one of these Fridays. But he will not be with us tomorrow. Ole Miss Evie will be with us at about 7:20, and Brad handicapping all your college basketball, but NFL, yeah, the conference championship game's coming up. All those questions, college basketball, fair game for Kevin, for Brad tomorrow, Brad Powers tomorrow on the show. Market right now just blazing. If you're on the green side, Dow up 540-something points. And cruising, absolutely cruising. It's been back and forth day after day. I don't know if today the same thing happens where you get up there 600-700 up and you get a reversal. I just don't know. That's what's been going on, though. And Dean was talking about it a little earlier, too. And I retweeted it in case you missed his tweet. He is more on the technical side than I am. I'm more about the news and how the news affects things and the personality of the market and individual stocks. The technical stuff, I know decently, but not like he does. Yeah, he's the PhD in the audience when it comes to all that. He is absolutely excellent. Josh talks to him a lot, I think. Of course, Josh talks to Shelley Meyer. Josh does not talk to Cayman, Nebraska. I don't think he ever was able to get a return call on that one. That's about the only return call Josh does not get that I know of. Is he tried to reach out to Cayman, Nebraska, get her on the show, and I think it was crickets. And frankly, I'd love to have her on the show, but I don't blame her for not doing the show. It's not in her best interest to be in this show popping off. But I would welcome it. Can you imagine the criticism from some of the folks in this audience if I actually put her on? Oh, God. It would be worth it just for the replies. Particularly the ones disappointed that I put her on the show. It would be worth it just for that part. That angle right there. But that day's not coming. Don't worry. That day is not coming at all. At all. Again, tomorrow, Brad will be with us, hour 3. Ole Miss Evie will be with us about 7:20. No Kevin. Keep Kevin in your prayers, please. He is not feeling well. We're going to hang it up here momentarily. And again, Commitmas is 1 week from today. That'll be a 5-hour show from Bar Lines. Those of you who said, Bill, I'm worried my affiliates where I hear the show won't be able to carry it, probably won't. There's other shows they play in those other hours that were typically not on the air. Just go to the WNSR app. It's free. WN as in Nashville, S, Sports, R Radio. And it's free. Just stream the show that way. Yeah, stream the show that way, and you won't have to miss the other 2 hours. It's a fun time. We talked to a lot of the members of the audience. Who do I have Thursday? Landry will be with us. And you know what? I doubt we'll have Berg on that day, but Landry will be with us, and we'll see. I don't know if I add any more guests or not. I might. Yeah, I might for that day. Anyways. Here's what we'll do. We'll wrap it up. There's the music. At Patton _Cook, Matt Billis King. Again, market very, very green. Sustainable green, that is what we do not know. It's been choppy, so be careful out there. Don't buy a Microsoft put late in the day. Watch it dive from $110 per contract to $3, like mine did. Yeah, don't do that. That's not good. Wifey might not let you back in the house if you do that. Oh, and Tesla got good news yesterday. So you know the rule there. Don't be trying to short my boy, Elon. Don't do it. Lodge Pop.